SBS Radio. मेडिकल जर्नल अफ अस्ट्रेलियामा प्रकाशित एक नयाँ प्रतिवेदनले आप्रवासी र शरणार्थी महिलाहरूले मृत जन्मदिनबाट जोगिन सक्ने अवस्थामा यसका सम्भावित समाधानहरू पनि प्रस्तुत गरेको छ। बालबालिका सम्बन्धी अध्ययन गर्ने मर्डक इन्स्टिच्युटका प्रोफेसर तथा उक्त लेखी प्रमुख लेखिका जेन यलान्डले आप्रवासी र शरणार्थी महिलाहरूले गर्भावस्थाका बारेमा जानकारी लिन धेरै बाधाहरू रहेको र त्यसमा सबैभन्दा प्रमुख भाषा समस्या रहेको बताएकी छन्।
In the context of migration, particularly when people come from a country where English is not the main language that of that country, being able to access information in people's own language and communication with service providers is really paramount. And provides in many ways as a barrier to accessing care and navigating one's way around what is actually a very complex health system.
अधिकांश समय मृत जन्मनुको पछाडीका कारणहरू थाहा हुँदैन। प्रोफेसर यलान्ड भन्छन्, कहिलेकाहीँ यसको पछाडि शारीरिक अवस्था र स्वास्थ्य अवस्थाका कारण पनि यो संख्या आप्रवासी महिलाहरूमा बढी देखिन्छ, तर यो सबैको पछाडि सहायक कारणहरू पनि हुने गर्दछन्।
Some women from particular regions are at higher risk of stillbirth. And one explanation for the higher risk of stillbirth amongst South Asian women, so women from that were born in India or Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan and Bangladesh, those women are at higher risk, and this is related to the difference in gestational length and fetal growth.
सहलेखक र वरिष्ठ अनुसन्धानकर्ता मेलबर्न विश्वविद्यालयकी डाक्टर एलिसा रिक्स भन्छिन्, शरणार्थी महिलाहरूले बच्चा जन्माउने सम्बन्धमा अझ बढी सामाजिक रूपमा प्रतिकूल परिस्थितिको सामना गर्नुपर्दछ। उनका अनुसार यो अवस्थाका बारेमा स्वास्थ्य क्षेत्रमा कार्यरतहरूले जानकारी राख्नु जरुरी हुन्छ।
Individuals of refugee background often have experiences of torture and trauma and can face additional hardships around the time of pregnancy, which is only just exacerbated by their levels of English proficiency and low health literacy. So services need to ensure that they're responsive in providing trauma-informed care, which means really being aware of the refugee experience and how that can impact on a woman and her family at the time of having a baby.
Professor Yalanli, चिकित्सक, नर्स तथा अन्य स्वास्थ्यकर्मीहरूले आप्रवासी र शरणार्थी महिलाहरूमा मृत जन्म हुनबाट जोगाउन सबैभन्दा पहिले उनीहरूलाई स्वागत गरिएको अनुभव दिन सक्नुपर्दछ। साथमा उनीहरूलाई प्रदान गरिने जानकारीहरू उनीहरूले स्पष्ट बुझेको सुनिश्चित गर्नुपर्दछ।
What to look out for in terms of reduced fetal movement. The latter one's really important because people need to have information that they can understand and then act on. You have to be able to understand that information and then know where to go to if you're concerned, and know that when you go somewhere that you're going to get a response.
Dr. Rixley, सही जानकारी सो समुदाय सम्म पुर्याउन धेरै गर्नु पर्ने भए पनि केही कार्यक्रमहरू यसै प्रति लक्षित गरी सञ्चालन गरिएको बताएकी छन्। मेलबर्नमा सामूहिक गर्भावस्था हेरचाह कार्यक्रम अन्तर्गत आप्रवासी र शरणार्थी महिलाहरू लक्षित कार्यक्रम सञ्चालनमा रहेको छ। रिक्सका अनुसार उक्त कार्यक्रमले नर्स र मिडवाइफ, दोभाषे र गर्भवती महिलाहरूलाई सँगै राखेर प्रश्नहरूको उनीहरूकै भाषामा उत्तर दिइन्छ।
What we're finding is that women, it's increased women's access to antenatal care, so women are attending all of their healthcare appointments. Women are understanding the information that's been given, and women are attending referrals if they've been referred to additional services for extra support and care.
रिक्स भन्छन्, सबैभन्दा महत्त्वपूर्ण कुरा भनेको उनीहरूको आवश्यकताहरूका बारेमा ध्यान दिएर सुन्नु नै हो।
What really matters to women and communities who are new to Australia is asking them for their opinion about what they would like from healthcare, because that's the only way we're going to see real change in ending preventable stillbirth and other poorer outcomes.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.